Charlotte and Mrs. Sowerberry ran in and screamed in horror. They took hold of Oliver and began to beat him. Then Noah got up and started to kick him from behind. When they were all tired, they forced Oliver, who was still fighting and shouting, into the cellar and locked it. Mrs. Sowerberry sat down, breathing heavily.
"He's like a wild animal," she said. "We could all have been murdered in our beds." "I hope Mr. Sowerberry doesn't take any more of these dreadful creatures from the workhouse," said Charlotte. "Poor Noah was nearly killed."
Mrs. Sowerberry looked at Noah sympathetically. Noah, who was twice Oliver's size, pretended to rub tears from his eyes.
"What shall we do?" cried Mrs. Sowerberry. "He'll kick that door down in 10 minutes.
They could hear Oliver banging and kicking at the cellar door.
"Noah, run and get Mr. Bumble."
So Noah ran through the streets as quickly as he could to fetch the beadle. When he reached the workhouse, he waited for a minute to make sure his face was suitably tearful and frightened.